Bless us, Mary, maiden mild, bless us too, her tender child. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. I have always been fascinated by family stories, and regarding my family, I was sometimes a little disappointed if my mother and father didn't satisfy my curiosity concerning some of the details I asked. One of those times was when I asked how I got my name. I never really got a satisfactory answer other than that they just picked a name which belonged to one of the brothers of my grandfather's and which they just happened to like. On contrast, what a triumph of glory was the occasion how Our Blessed Lady got her name, Mary. Right after her birth, the angels transported her to heaven, and there, even though she was a little baby, she prostrated herself before God's throne. God Himself received her and gave her titles Mother of God and Queen of all creatures, although she was naturally still too young to realize what they meant back then. But there still remained to bestow a name to her, and a voice proceeding from the throne of God said, "Our chosen one must be called Mary. This name shall be marvelous and magnificent." Children, as you know, we invoke the holy name of Mary several times a day. We say it in the morning, we say it before the class begins, we say it after Mass, over 50 times when we pray the rosary, and in the evening before we go to sleep. But saying a Hail Mary is not like reciting some magic words or casting a spell. When you grow up, you will encounter lots of different people whom you might notice live a bad life or are unbelievers who do not keep our faith in its entirety, and still they seem to be very much devoted to Our Lady. What kind of then is a real devotion to Our Lady? I will tell you a story by which I will demonstrate it. A young nobleman from Tuscany, Italy, named Hugh, was the hero of this story. His mother had piously educated him, and Hugh spent his childhood maintaining a cherished devotion toward Our Lady. But unfortunately, when Hugh grew up to be a young man, he forgot the things his mother had taught him and started to live a bad life in the world. So Holy Mary appeared to him, asking him, "Hugh, what are you doing? You are hastening along the road to damnation. If you were to die now, what would become of you?" Hugh, thinking his Hail Marys were mere magic words, answered Our Lady that, sure, he was a sinner, but he still says his prayers, he is still devout to Mary, and praises her name every day, surely because it is promised that the devout client of Our Lady will never perish. She would eventually save him from damnation. One day then, Hugh was outdoors hunting, and he was following the game through the plains, over the hills, in the woods, and in the forests. When the noon arrived, because it was a hot day, Hugh felt exhausted, and because he was also burning with thirst, he set out to find a clear fountain. Almost dying in thirst, he could find none and started to despair. But then he saw a beautiful country girl who was holding a basket which was filled with juicy, delicious fruit. What a luck, Hugh thought. this girl has arrived just in time to relinquish me from my horrible thirst. So he ran to the girl to get some fruit from her basket, but for his abhor, he noticed that the basket was so covered with filth that it was sickening to look at the fruits. Hugh left the fruits untouched then, and withdrawing his hands, said, "You stupid girl, how foolish to put such delicious fruit into so filthy a basket." But then the country girl, discovering herself to him as Our Lady, said, "Just such is your devotion to me, Hugh. Such is the homage you pay me. Of themselves they are good and excellent, but they are all soiled by your evil conscience and defiled by your wicked life. What would you expect me to do with such dirty homage? If you truly want to be pleasing in my most pure sight, Hugh, change your manners." At these words, the Blessed Virgin disappeared, leaving to us, no less than to Hugh, a serious lesson to ponder. If we wish to be truly devout to Mary, the homage we pay her, which consists mostly in prayers and diverse acts of virtue done in her honor, is not enough. First and before all, we must render her what is called a negative homage, which consists in freedom from every grievous sin. Always remember that a Christian who is defiled by grievous sin cannot claim, as a matter of right, the title of a devout client of Mary, for his state is such a way that not only is he incapable of meriting so great a privilege, but he is positively unworthy of it. But it is true, though, that if someone continues to honor her, and if he hopes by such practices to obtain his own amendment, the Blessed Virgin will take his good will into account and eventually admit him among her devout servants. That is why your parents and teachers so continuously guide you to say Hail Mary so often, because even if any Christian should fall into sin, as long as he remembers her holy name, she will help him, as a tender mother would do, to correct his life. She doesn't want any dirty and filthy fruits of empty devotion, but she is truly a mother for all of those who always strive to offer her only pure prayers, freed from the stains of sin and contained in a pure body, offered with the true embellishment of faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.